you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday. It's February 2nd, 2016. And I have two special guests in the studio with me today. We're going to share some love stories and an upcoming marriage encounter that's coming to Bloomington, Illinois. And I can talk about it firsthand because I attended one of these with Holly many months back. And it's absolutely a fantastic weekend. And I would highly recommend it to every married couple that desires to make their marriage even better. And so these two are in the midst of training. In the studio with me is Dan and Tricia Whitcomb. They're from Champaign. And thank you so much for driving out to the home studio here. I know, actually, you guys have a missions trip. Or is it you, Dan, that's going on a mission trip this Thursday?
Tricia and I both are going on a mission trip to Mardi Gras, New Orleans, with our church at Stone Creek.
Wow. Well, maybe touch on that. And I know you have a unique and special adoption story. You've both been married 4.5 years. You attend Stone Creek with Pastor Gary Grogan. Gosh, he's like a legend over there. He's been there many years. A wonderful man of God. I appreciate his pastoring and his heart for all those that attend Stone Creek. But you're in training for Marriage Encounter, and there's one coming to our area. I believe it's April 15th through the 17th at Hawthorne Suites in Bloomington. In fact, that's where it was held many months back for Holly and I, and great accommodations. And is it going to be the same when you show up? They have all these snacks and people greeting you, and then you get to your room and it's like decorated, and it's just a weekend of a lot of love and care. And they provide, what, I think 2 nights of great accommodations and 6 or so meals, and it's just a lot of fun and yet a lot of learning, some challenging times, which are very good. You know, you kind of where the rubber meets the road, and you really talk about your marriage and how to make it even better. And so I'm going to just start with you, Dan, because you and I have something very much in common. We both say our wives are gifts from God. I call my wife my dream wife, but I think you were saying the same thing, that Trisha's been your dream wife. So maybe introduce her to our Great News Radio listeners. Now, there's only, you know, some thousands of people here tuning in today, but what would you say was one of the things that drew you to Tricia? Because you were high school sweethearts, and yet here you are many years later reconnecting, knowing that God is in it, and feeling very blessed. So do you want to go back to that high school time or now, or what was it about her that, as they say, flipped your switch?
Well, yeah, that's good. It still is the flipped switch. Mm-hmm. Trish, the first time I really, really took notice of her, we were at camp, and she just kind of was floating across the baseball field with this glow around her.
Now, at the time, she's 16, 17, 18, how old?
Oh, 16, 15,
okay.
16,
okay, so back
right
in high school.
Before she got her license. it was definitely in high school. It was, I still can't describe it. You know, you look at her and you say, she's the one. You say, that's who God wants me to be with. And then, you know, lack of communication and 110 miles between us.
Are you approximately the same age? Were you a senior looking at this cute freshman, or how did that all work?
Yeah, we were both actually freshmen at the time.
Sophomores.
Now, you mentioned that she was maybe the one. Were you a believer at this point? Were you following Christ? Were you praying?
Yes, I was following Christ, and I still think that's where the glow was, because the story goes back a little further. Mm-hmm. In about fifth grade, there was this cute little girl at camp, and, you know, she had glasses and long hair, and she was having a hard time, and she was crying, she was upset, and I felt the need to comfort her.
As a little fifth grader.
Just as a fifth grader. There's another kid at camp I think it was my first time. And she came with a group of friends, and it just wasn't working out, and I comforted her. Little did I know it would be the girl that I would end up dating in high school. So then you fast forward 20 years, and we're both on our second marriage at this point. I'm at home. Honestly, I'm depressed. I'm praying to God. I'm asking God, please just lead me, help me. Am I raising my two kids alone that I have with me? Is there someone really out there for me? And I go to bed. I'm laying in bed.
Like 7:30 in the evening.
7:30 on a Friday night. And my phone rings, and it's Tricia.
And how long had it been since you had connected or talked?
We'd become friends on Facebook, but I mean, sure. It wasn't like we talked every day. It's
sure.
You know, you get a Facebook friend and you see their statuses and you comment here a little there, and there's not really a lot of interaction at that point. But she ended up home alone. Both of her girls were out doing something, and she was just looking for someone to catch dinner with, just a friend to catch up. And that was the start of God bringing grace back into my life.
And this was right after you were just praying and saying, God,
it was,
is there...
It was within 5 minutes of the prayer. I truly believe God answered my prayer. He gave me the woman in my dreams. He gave me my first love back and making her my last love.
Yeah, that was interesting. You said your first love in high school and your last love.
Yeah, it's just amazing how great our God is.
Well, Tricia, how would you introduce your husband of these 4.5 years, but your friend for many years?
Yeah, well, I would call him my best friend and my soulmate. Love of my life, dream come true.
And what quality or aspect of Dan do you like most?
Oh, he spoils me rotten. He's really pretty patient. They say that women talk like 25,000 words a day and guys talk like 5,000 words a day. And he listens to every one of those 25,000 words, I think. he's just a wonderful husband. Just takes really good care of me.
And now you have this special daughter, Faith, that you've been in the process of adopting, I think, for a few years. And God really had work in both of your lives because of just some of the curves and twists and disappointments. And then finally, I guess recently, it all came together where you have full custody. Is that how it's?
Yeah, the adoption's been finalized. But it's still amazing because God will take our worst mistakes and use them to his good. And we both believe with Faith that's exactly what he has done. It's through my first marriage that Faith came into my life to start with. And he took that, which, you know, fell apart and was a disaster. He brought Tricia back in my life. We got grounded in our faith together. We built a marriage around God as the core. And United Marriage Encounter did help with that. And then he brought Faith.
Kind of like the double entendre, you know, Faith, daughter Faith, and yet the faith that he's been working in both your hearts. And so you mentioned in reference Marriage Encounter. So you're part of the team that's in training, so you're going to be able to participate in future Marriage Encounters. But you both have been on at least one weekend together.
One weekend.
And so for our listeners that's kind of tuning in, they're like encouraged by your love story and how God is a God of second chances. Those that have tuned in for any period of time have known some of my story and my dream wife and Holly, and I just never knew marriage could be so wonderful, and how we've attended a marriage encounter and really been blessed by it. But there's one coming up, and I know you're here to talk about that. I know I'm kind of putting you in on the spot, and actually, Tricia, you did great. You didn't introduce Dan as your wife, you know, so I should maybe let our listeners know that you're doing really good. But initially, I guess they did a video or something on you, and you were a little bit nervous.
That's correct.
And
I accidentally introduced him as my wife the first time around.
That's fine. I like doing the cooking and the dishes. That's absolutely fine.
Husbandry 101. You got to do some of those things some of the time, right?
I have to remind her why she keeps me around. That's very important.
So tell us a little about this marriage encounter, why our listeners should go and get involved. And I know there's a special discount. The price itself is unbelievable. It's worth it. But if they register next week during marriage weekend, there's an additional discount. So talk a little about that.
Yes, normally only $80 for the entire weekend, and that's your two nights in the nice, comfortable hotel. You get 6 catered meals, and you get the conference, and it's really a deal you can't beat. But it's because other couples have gone, and they've received so much from it that they donate to the ministry and pay it forward so that others can go and have the same experience. The value of the weekend is actually around $600, so even $80 is a bargain. But then next week, February 7th through the 14th, is National Marriage Week. And in celebration of that, they're giving a $20 discount. So then it's only $60 for the entire experience. And you do have an opportunity at the weekend to donate to the ministry. But, yeah, it's an excellent experience. I can honestly say from my own experience that if we had had this kind of teaching on healthy relationships and that sort of thing as teenagers, I think we would have stayed together. We would have had much better communication.
Yeah,
we would have had a fabulous relationship, but we were afraid to talk to each other. We were those shy kids that, you know, clammed up. And I think going through something like this really helps build your communication in your marriage. And if we would have had this kind of teaching, we would have stayed together and not gone our separate ways.
Now, men, those of you that are getting close to turning off the dial because that word communication is kind of scary, you know, it's intimidating. No, this weekend, it's really unique how they foster that communication and that time of sharing. And you're never put on the spot. It's not like you get into a little group and then everyone takes a turn sharing. It's not like that at all. It's really a wonderful way to make your marriage even better. And they highlight some things through the different sessions. There's like a couple couples that'll kind of talk you through what they went through. And so you kind of listen and take some notes. And then you have special reflection time that you do on your own. And so you're never pressured to say something or to answer, or there's no, I gotcha, or wow, that's your story. It's not like that at all. It's really wonderful. And what would you say, Dan, as you went and experienced it, maybe some of your takeaways or things that you felt like, wow, these are tools for my toolkit, or I can communicate better, or I wish I would have known that sooner.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, too, when you think about it, like you said, the guy on the weekend, we don't like to talk to people. You know, struggling to talk to your wife is hard enough at times as it is. So the weekend really is you, your wife, and God, and that's really is the weekend. And as a guy, that I really liked that. I really actually enjoyed the time with my wife and the time that we spent investing in our marriage, investing in bringing God closer. You know, you draw closer to God, He draws closer to you.
I shared that, I think it was on yesterday's edition of Market Friends. That's the James 4:8, draw near to God and He'll draw near to you. I think NIV is come near to God and He'll come near to you. It's a kind of part of my life verse. And I know there's times where all the women will leave the room, and so all the men are in the room and they'll discuss certain things, and then they give you time to journal or write things out and process what's been said and shared, and then you come back together with your spouse. And it's just a fantastic weekend. I would highly recommend it. Now, people are saying, gosh, $80, that doesn't even really pay for the nice hotel, because this is Hawthorne Suites. They're really nice arrangements. Then you get all those meals and all the materials and so forth. So should we actually tell them to hold off and register next week and they save $20 more, or just go with $80 this week and go to unitedmarriage.org and register? What would you say?
Me being the bean counter at home, I would say register next week. Yeah. But, you know, whether it's $60, $80, that really all that really covers is your commitment to go on the weekend anyway. I mean, someone's already paid the $600 for you to go.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would wait and pay next week.
And that website to sign up, it's UnitedMarriage.org, UnitedMarriage.org. It's happening in Bloomington, Illinois, so not far, right outside of our listening coverage area at the Hawthorne Suites, and it's April 15th through the 17th. So basically, you get there like Friday night, mid-afternoon, you check into the hotel, and I think by 5 or 6, they're ready to greet you.
Well, 6 o'clock or so, they greet you, you go to your room, and then 7 o'clock or so, they start with their evening session.
And the snacks.
And the snacks.
Yeah, yeah. Snacks all the time. Yeah,
eat dinner
snacks
before you go on Friday, but after that, all your meals are catered, and it's wonderful.
You can actually start with the date night that way on Friday night.
Yeah. And I like that the sessions don't go really late. I mean, they give you time to return back to your room, or it's not like every single moment is taken up. And even on Sunday, I think they start a little later. I mean, it's just a great schedule. So you kind of get to have a little romantic getaway, and yet you get to be given a lot of teaching.
Yeah, we actually got to stay an extra night. We actually booked one more night and stayed in a hotel and went bowling the next day.
So. Yeah, we were able to do that and just kind of have that break between the intensity of maybe some of the conference experience before going home and the everyday stuff, taking care of the kids and work and so forth.
Yeah, we stalled the weekend a little bit longer. I was able to process a little bit more that way, and it really enjoy they gave us. We had quite a little more time to talk about it, because the weekend is amazing. You go in there as a guy, and you're like, no, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. This is her idea. And when you see the look on your wife's face, her eyes, you know, twinkle, that smile, when she realizes you're listening to her, you're talking with her, you're engaged with her, you don't have the remote in your hand, you're not flipping the channels.
You're not on your phone.
You're not on your phone. it's well worth the investment. Your wife will beam from eye to eye, and God might even shine a little smile at you for taking time to do what you promised him you'd do to begin with.
Yeah. In fact, this last time I promoted it heavily and also attended, but there were a number of some singing men and their spouses and some other friends that came from our area. So it was great as we all kind of grew together and established those lifelong relationships. And then there's some core groups. I forget what they call it where, you know, if you go to one of these, then afterwards some of the people from your area meet together. And I know JD and Jeannie Davis help coordinate, and I mean there's a lot of friends that I know have attended these over the year, and what's so nice about those that have attended, they want to give back, and so they help out and facilitate and do some special things. I don't want to give that all away, but
and that's why we started working on becoming a teaming couple. The weekend meant that much to us, mm-hmm. so that we thought we really needed to invest back into the ministry.
Part of it also was because when United Marriage Encounter first got together, people were staying together in their marriages, mm-hmm. and now you have blended families, right. and that sort of thing. And so because our story, it does include a blended family, that's something new that they're, you know, really developing in that ministry, because you deal with more. You've got all the issues from everybody's past that have to come together. Mm-hmm. And
well, you even deal with, you know, I married Trisha. I didn't marry her ex-husband, and she definitely didn't marry my ex-wife.
Right.
But they still are involved in our marriage.
Right.
And that's baggage that the weekend actually did help us learn better to deal with.
Right. Listening friend, unitedmarriage.org, unitedmarriage.org. Now, we want you to go there and look at it today and maybe tomorrow and the next few days. But if you hold off a few days to make the commitment to join the United Marriage Weekend on April 15th through the 17th, you can save an additional $20. So for those of you men that are bean counters, it'll be $60 next week. But, hey, if you want to get all registered now, it's $80. And that doesn't really even cover the expenses. It's just because of a bunch of other couples that are investing. In fact, Holly and I, we give monthly because we just were so impressed, and we love how the speakers, the facilitators, those that help are just couples like you and I. These aren't these elitist special speakers that are flown in from all over the world. These are down-home couples that will share some of their struggles, some of their insights, and kind of guide us through the weekend. And it's really, it's just rewarding and fun and interesting and helpful. And you can find out more at unitedmarriage.org, unitedmarriage.org.
Think about it this way. The discount comes right up to Valentine's Day. What about getting your spouse a gift certificate that you register yourself and your spouse to go on this as your Valentine treat, to give an entire weekend of undivided attention to your spouse?
Hey, guys, this is one of these where, this is a no-brainer.
It's a get-out-of-jail-free card if the guy registers.
And, guys, this is really simple. You know, 60 or 80 bucks, I'll give you some tips. Just get a little piece of paper, you know, write a little note. This is my gift to you. Put it in a nice envelope or something, and it'll be an investment. Guys like that term, too. You're not spending some money. You're investing some money in your marriage, and this is a great, great ministry that's really dedicated to helping your marriage become even better. And they'll take you through a lot of different things. And so, it's happening April 15th through the 17th, right in Bloomington, Illinois, at the Hawthorne Suites. So great accommodations. These are suites.
They're wonderful, yeah.
So, and then the meals are really good, too.
Meals are catered.
Meals are all catered. And I think even on the last night, they had some home-baked desserts and people brought in things.
That's right. So you're not ever eating the hotel breakfast.
Right.
It's always catered.
Yeah, it's very, very good. So that website to sign up, it's unitedmarriage.org, unitedmarriage.org. And that's to find out more about the United Marriage Conference coming to Bloomington, Illinois, the Hawthorne Suites on April 15th through the 17th. And basically, you need to commit to all the time there. They really want you there Friday night through Sunday night. I think it ends around 5 or so p.m. on Sunday.
They get you out of there around 5 on Sunday, so you get home at a reasonable time.
It's really important to get all of it.
Yeah, you really want to you want to commit to be there Friday night and to be there till 5 on Sunday night.
Yeah, yeah, it's well worth it. Holly and I have attended, and we thoroughly enjoyed it and appreciated it and learned a lot about each other. And like you said, whether it's a blended marriage or a marriage that everything's going great, this is to improve the marriage, to open up maybe channels of communication that you've never discussed before. And guys, there's some things they talk about, some adult things, and I'll just leave it at that. And it's a really a wonderful time to open up and share. And maybe you've never sat down with your spouse and asked her, is there ways that I can show more love or be more tender, or how can I improve certain things? And you're never put on the spot. So much of the conversation goes on in your room with your spouse, or, you know, the men are in a breakout session and the presenter will present some things. And then you can kind of bounce them off your wife and see what she thinks or how it applies to your marriage. Well, Dan and Tricia, time sure flies when we're having fun. We didn't even get to talk much about that missionary experience that you're going to be taking on Thursday. How can we pray for you about that?
There's 10 of us, I think, now going from Stone Creek Church. They're driving down, so obviously we pray for safety traveling. Mm-hmm. We pray that God has worked the hearts of the people that are going to be at the Mardi Gras, that RA has plans for the seeds that need to be planted.
So it's like an evangelistic outreach?
Yeah.
So you're not going to like repair houses or flood damage?
There'll be some work. We're working together with Saints Community Church down there, and we'll be doing some work there. But we're partnering with what's called Answer the Cries. People can look that up online as well. And they basically are there to minister to people who are attending Mardi Gras.
Okay.
And they do it in a different format, that we are not the ones that go shouting in people's faces that they're going to hell and stuff. We put on music and drama and that sort of thing and engage people in a friendly and welcoming atmosphere and just share Christ with them.
Share Christ's love.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing the love here with our Great News Radio listeners. And I know the Marriage Encounter experience shares a lot of love and gives tools and techniques and opens up those channels of communication. Guys, it's a good thing. Trust me. I went on this. I really was blessed by it. And I think, as Dan has mentioned, or as maybe Tricia mentioned, this would be a great Valentine's gift. Tell
Wonderful.
Your spouse, I want to invest in our marriage. Let's do this Marriage Encounter weekend and see where God will lead it. So, if you want to find out more, you can stop by unitedmarriage.org, unitedmarriage.org. It's taking place April 15th through the 17th. Basically, $80 if you register today. If you wait till next week, it's, what is it, Marriage Weekend? What's it called?
It's called National Marriage Week.
The 7th through the 14th.
National Marriage Week is next week, and so they're offering an additional $20 off, so it would be $60 for you to sign up, and that's for the couple. And so, again, two nights at the Hawthorne Suites, six catered meals, a lot of snacks, and some great ministry resources to help your marriage become even better.
Yeah, a lot of people think, oh, you mean $60 each? No, $60 for the couple.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. UnitedMarriage.org. Well, thank you, Dan and Tricia, for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends, and we'll be praying up your missions trip this weekend and how God will continue to increase your faith so you can be a blessing to your faith. Daughter faith, and that your marriage will continue to blossom and grow, and as you continue to invest in your own marriage so that you can be a blessing to others, as you'll be a part of a future team with United Marriage in the days ahead. So we'll be praying for that end, and that God will just watch over your marriage in the days ahead. So thanks for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends.
Thank you for having us,
Thank
Mark.
You.
All right, Great News Radio listeners, the event is happening April 15th through the 17th. It's the United Marriage Encounter in Bloomington, Illinois, at the Hawthorne Suites. To find out more, unitedmarriage.org, unitedmarriage.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.